Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast for confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for listening. Today is Monday, October the 5th, 2009. This is our first podcast for October. And before we start, let me just say that we're having some great weather here in Arizona. Over the weekend, the daytime high was around 90. And for the next few days, it's supposed to be in the upper 80s. The heat is over. You know, after nearly 5 months of really, really hot weather, we get pretty excited around here when the heat is over. Okay, on to today's podcast. An interesting title, isn't it? God is not in charge. You hear people say just the opposite all the time. Don't worry, God's in charge. And then some people add, everything happens for a reason anyway. Now, I didn't write the article with the same title to shock anyone or upset somebody. If people do get upset or shocked, well, you know what? That's their privilege. If you've read This Is My Story here on this blog, well, then you know I'm not here trying to make everyone feel good. But I do hope that by the end of this podcast, you will see clearly that saying God is not in charge is not disrespectful to God at all. In fact, I think you'll see that saying God is in charge is disrespectful. So let's consider whether he is really in charge or not. Now, as I said, you hear the phrase on a regular basis, God is in charge. And most of the time when people use that phrase, they're not referring to the order of the universe or the splendid creation of the earth and all the wonderful universal laws that God keeps in motion. When it comes to those things, yes, God is indeed in charge. But what people are referring to are details of their own personal lives or someone else's life. For example, when I was laid off last December, after 16 and a half years, I did not say, well, it's okay, God's in charge, and, you know, everything happens for a reason. There must be a good reason for this. No, I didn't say that at all. Saying something like that implies that God was directly involved in my getting laid off. And I know there are some people who take it a step further and say that God does things like that so that we can learn something through the experience. I'm sorry, but I just don't buy into that. I mean, am I really to believe that the God of the Bible, who has promised to supply all my needs and, as the Bible says, be a very present help in time of need, am I to believe that he goes around firing people so that they can learn something? You know, in life, we're going to be faced with things that happen outside of our control. In life, there is an ebb and flow. There are ups and downs. It's part of life. But I can absolutely assure you that in those times, you can put your trust and confidence in God to be who He says He is, a very present help in time of trouble. I have certainly seen Him work in my life in these past 9.5 months. It hasn't been easy, but I have, and I continue, to put my trust in Him. And He's taken care of us. I now have regular employment again, and I'm confident that somewhere down the road, in the not-too-distant future, I'm going to be earning at least as much, if not more, than when I was laid off. Well, why not? All right, I'm getting a little bit off topic here, but when you imply that God is in charge of the details of your life, you very quickly move into the area of fate. If you truly believe that God is in charge of everything concerning your life, then it's really easy and seems logical to say, well, everything happens for a reason. Yeah, and not only does everything then happen for a reason, but everything that happens is supposed to happen anyway, and we shouldn't worry about it because, after all, God's in charge. He's in control. And you know, as you follow this pattern of thinking, isn't it obvious that God ends up getting the blame for everything? Because after all, He's in charge. And as I said earlier, there may be some who think that the title of this article is disrespectful to God. But I really believe that saying God is in charge is very disrespectful to Him because He ends up getting the blame for so many terrible things that people choose to do. You know, when you get honest about it, God gave all of us free will to choose. You can choose what thoughts you want to think, and you can choose how you want to act. If God is in charge of my life, at what point do I take responsibility for my own thoughts and my own actions, as well as their consequences? Even though believing that everything happens for a reason can make life kind of bleak, when circumstances are challenging, sad, or painful, people still cling to it. And I guess it's because it's easier to endure feeling sad or feeling like a failure or even abandoned as long as people are comforted by the fact that they don't have to take any responsibility for their own choices in life. When considering God being involved in your life, there are two extremes. Now, one is that because He gave you free will, you're on your own. You do it all yourself, use all your own God-given talents and abilities, but you're on your own, brother. And the other extreme is that God is in charge of your life, and whatever happens is for a reason. He's in charge, so don't try to figure anything out because everything that happens was just meant to be. Well, where is the balance? First of all, God is not in charge of your free will thinking. If He is, then it's not free will thinking. He's not in charge of your actions. I know that our culture has propounded not taking responsibility for one's actions for many years. How many times do people say, "It's not my fault"? But regardless of what the culture tries to promote, each individual is responsible for their own thoughts and their own actions. Now, unless there's some mental deficiency, we all have free will to choose what we will think about and what we will do. God gave all of us free will. So the balance is taking responsibility for our own thinking and our own actions, putting forth the effort to do the very best that we can do, while at the same time asking God to help us. In other words, it's a partnership. It's a working together relationship with God. And again, it is by our free will that we invite God into our lives. He's not just going to butt in and take control over your life. If that were true, then why are there so many scriptures encouraging us to pray and ask for His help? If God is in control of all of your life, there's no need to pray and ask for His help. It would be out of your hands and only in His hands. But on the other hand, a partnership, a working together relationship is what is available. So we do our best with what we have right now, and at the same time, we ask God to get involved in our lives. We pray for wisdom and guidance. We pray for open doors. We pray for miracles. We choose to work together with our Father. God did not make us His puppets so that He could control our lives. He gave us all free will. He does desire to be involved in our lives, but it's still up to us to invite Him into our lives and to have that working relationship with Him. So, God is not in charge of your life. You are. But never forget that God is still on the throne, and He is ready, willing, and able to help you. Well, that's it for this podcast. Do you have any comments? Was this helpful? Was it practical? We'd love to hear what's on your mind. So, if you have a comment, please type it below. Till next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great day.